So the pre-production for the last two, we're nearly there. So the pre-production for this promotional website project. We didn't have a lot of pre-production to do this time around, but can you give me a clarification of what pre-production was asked of you to do and to have ready?
I think a mind map was asked to do that. What did I think of as a mind map? Come on, what else we do? A script.
Ooh, you remembered. What, why did you have to do a script?
We had to give a walkthrough on our website.
Mm-hmm.
On how to navigate. So, obviously what we say into the mic is what we've written down on the script.
Why did you write a script for what you were going to say to the mic? Why did you do that as opposed to just completely winging it?
I mean, that's the same reason, as I said before, just so you don't keep pausing, I guess, and stuttering, and give a nice presentation, I guess, to whoever's watching.
Okay. Do you remember any pre-production work that kind of related to the overall design of the website? No kind of plans or anything? No overall layout of what the website was going to look like.
We did a what's it called? Blueprint. Yeah, we used a blueprint. We drew that out. I think we then did it on Photoshop. To give us
Oh, so you use Photoshop then?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm so surprised that I basically taught you. So what did you learn in Photoshop? What did you manage to do? I think you mentioned something a bit earlier in this, which wasn't really relevant for that section. But do you want to talk about what you've done in Photoshop to assist with this entire project? So what did you do in Photoshop to... this project?
I guess we just the use of different shapes, I guess.
To create what?
The blueprint.
And
just the overall layout of our site.
You mentioned something like a practice activity that was done before the assignment had to be handed in. What was that all about? I told you guys to personalize this thing to the colors and the theme of your website. On any website you have at the top, you know, the options. To choose, you know, different things. Like, you know, if you went on a Sony website,
The buttons.
You had a button, yeah. And I think you designed your own button in Photoshop, didn't you?
Yeah, I've never done that.
So how did you apply, yeah. So do you want to talk a little bit about how the button design went?
I think we used 3D shapes.
Mm-hmm.
Some text as well. So I can remember what's doing.
Okay, and lastly, you had to record a voiceover. What did you need to make sure was in place to record a voiceover?
The script. Is that what you're looking for?
Yes, the script was important, but I think there would be something more important than the script before you started the recording. Something that you should have carried out before any recording started. Where did you record?
I recorded at home.
You recorded at home. Okay. And I obviously know that, you know, home is your home, it's a safe environment. But, you know, in regards to doing something like a filming exercise or a recording session, there's one piece of pre-production work which learners have been encouraged to do from the very start. I think you mentioned this in a previous...
Risk assessment?
Risk assessment, yeah. So how was this risk assessment different from the previous risk assessments you've done before?
Maybe you had issues with the mic we used, the microphone we're used to talking to, or a software that doesn't allow us to screen record our screen, or just the noise in general in the back.
Okay. So this risk assessment, so it focused obviously on audio as opposed to visual.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So why didn't you need a risk assessment for your screen recording? That's a trick question. But do you know the answer? Well, you don't need a risk assessment to run a screen recorder on the computer, do you? You could have a kind of troubleshoot trial and error, but no, not usually. You don't need to. Yeah, you don't need to put that on the. You don't need to do a risk assessment for recording a video clip, just a voiceover, because obviously, as without COVID, we were going to base it in the recording studio, but obviously, around the time recording time of this project, we were in our third national lockdown.
Mm.
Which sucked. Okay, anything else you can think of for pre-production work? Anything you think you did?
No.
Fair enough, skis.